Hi, this is Mamdouh al-Raddadi, and this is my new book, 12 Ways to Motivate You This Week. Chapter 1. Start with what you have and be thankful. Write down the blessings you have before you start focusing on the bad things that are taking place or actually happen to you. We tend to focus on the things that are happening or annoying us, which only makes them appear bigger or uglier than they originally are. Say thank you for the thousands, if not millions, of things you already enjoy and take for granted. Take your life, for example. You're alive now and reading this, right? Or hearing me. Someone in their grave can't do that. They don't enjoy this. Take your eyesight. You can see. What happens when you just get an infection? Never mind not seeing, Allah forbid. What about your legs, hands, nose, taste, and your health in general? You can walk, talk, think, make decisions. Now say thank you, Lord. Alhamdulillah. Focusing on what you have going right breeds more of the good stuff. We never know until they're gone. Your family and loved ones are a fine and great example. Enjoy the company and remember that nothing lasts forever. For forever is a dream that never comes true. Chapter 2. Smile more often. A smile actually costs nothing. Zero. Nothing whatsoever. The power of a smile remains a mystery to many, a way of life to a few in this negative breeding world. When you smile, you attract like-minded people and energy. You extract so much power from within, it affects the rest of your body, your thinking and your mind in the process. A smile can make someone's life or day better. You can actually stop someone and make them ask, "What is she smiling about? Let me check this out." When you hold a child, you smile. When you see an old lady passing by, you smile, even if they're not smiling and have that grumpy face. Smiles are hard to maintain if you think too much about them. Smile, then watch what happens. Make it a habit. Make sure that when people see you, they remember that last smile, as it may be the last time they ever see you or associate your face with. Chapter 3. Expect the best of things to happen. Look forward to good things happening in your life. Make a habit of expecting more of the good things in life. Stop analyzing and saying enough of wishful thinking. Nothing kills good than that kind of destructive thinking. Making way for the good to appear is a way of life. Stay focused on the good in things and not the bad. When you water good, it brings out more good things. Then all you do is reap what you sowed. Here, I want to ask you something. What occupies your mind? Is it the good you want out of life? Or is it the bad things that happen to you? Remember my previous point. When you focus on something, it grows. Make the good grow. Expect the good to take place. Chapter 4. Trust your instincts. Instincts are also called gut feelings. That feeling you get that something is okay or not okay, that feeling you get when you want to do something. This is an unexplained but heavily studied subject. All I know is when I go against my gut feelings or instincts, I end up saying something you also say, "I knew that. I wish I had gone with my feelings." The subconscious mind is so much more powerful than the conscious part that we use at will. It carries within it everything you ever knew or learned, and then so much more. It can analyze a problem while you sleep and deliver it in the morning while you shower. Trust me for now. Trust your instincts. No one else will. Chapter 5. Forgive more, especially your loved ones. In this world, we will be subject to so many people that try to take advantage or harm us for no particular reason, or for some hidden agendas, or maybe just being nasty. Others will do it because they simply don't know anything better to do when they face a problem. Parents, brothers and sisters, children, uncles and aunts fall into this category. So do very close friends, the real ones, not the fake ones you pick up during life. These loved ones need a break. Give them more than one. Give them unconditional forgiveness, but don't tell them. They have that privilege. Otherwise, they'll abuse it, depending on the level of damage they have already caused. In the end, love and blood are thicker than water. Chapter 6. Filter information. Never before have we been flooded with information than this age and time. We are bombarded with information by the minute, if we let it through. Take, for example, the following. You're exposed to 5,000 advertising and marketing messages daily. You have so many media channels today, like Twitter, Facebook, online news. Your mobile is with you all day. Even when you sleep, you get notifications. Imagine. Now answer this. Do you think it's all good for you? Learn how to filter the noise. The messages that harm or affect you badly need to be hidden and removed. You actually need not know of their presence. Does that mean you just don't listen anymore? Absolutely not. Take what you want, leave the rest for the information junkies that have no life. Chapter 7. Read more to understand more. Whatever you learnt in school has no meaning anymore. It just got you here. Whatever you read yesterday, in the papers, doesn't count. What matters is deeper thinking, more vital ingredients for your mind to grow. What I mean here is solid books, online or offline. Get your daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly supply of books. Let me tell you this. Reading a book gives you access to the greatest minds for a small fraction of the cost of actually trying to get close to them and having a one-on-one conversation with them. Fiction or non-fiction, theories, philosophies, and much more await you. Start early and make it a ritual. Reading can only affect you positively and open your mind up to the new in new. Whatever information you know today will be obsolete in less than a year and a half, based on how fast we move in today with technology. Knowledge is the light that illuminates every dark path you may encounter. Please start reading. Chapter 8. Surround yourself with positivity. Here, I mean people, circumstances, environment, and surroundings. If I was to ask you about two places, Disneyland or a battlefield, which would a normal person choose? We actually decide on the who and where in our life, but laziness, procrastination, bad company, and friends make us linger. Take a piece of paper and ask yourself, who and what makes you feel good, and who makes you feel bad? Positive people help you succeed for nothing. They like to help you by nature. Negative people like to see you drown to feel better. Chapter 9. Make change your friend. Constant people eventually die off unnoticed and lonely. Change is their enemy. Change is like a fearful nightmare. Therefore, they fight it with all their might because they are afraid of leaving their comfort zones. Change is always scary and frightful at first, then suddenly captures you and takes you to places you never knew existed. When you change your mind and life, they take on new meaning. They start to witness what could be, what else there is to do, what opportunity lies before you. When you make change your friend, you live fuller and happier, and most of all, experience life the way it should be. In a nutshell, it shows you what's out there. Chapter 10. Failing is part of succeeding. If there is one thing that I personally can relate to and boast about, that one thing would be failure. Time and time again, the more I fail, due to various reasons I never knew, I come out a wiser and more informed person. Today, I teach people in college and in business what not to do to succeed. It's funny, but so true. Winning is a great feeling and a great achievement, and I must say, well worth every drop of sweat and effort. Winning ends when you get there. Failure is experience in disguise. Failing does make you wiser, however ironic that may sound. It's true, and all you have to do is ask a successful person anywhere on earth. Better yet, go to way number 7 about reading and save yourself a bucket of money and time. Don't let the fear of fearing of failure obstruct your way to success. Chapter 11. Watch what you watch. Some people have decided long ago to stop watching the news and television. A hard thing to do. But when I read into this, into the why, I decided to stop watching news, reduce my reading of newspapers, and instead get my information filtered from online sources and tweeps like you. What these smart people found is the obvious. News, in many cases, is fabricated, inflated to prove a point or two in the favor of some party out there. News makes you feel bad. News makes you focus and think about things you can't do anything about in many cases. So why bother? Watch what you need. Stay abreast of regional and world events, but to the very minimal. Try this and watch how you are motivated in the morning. Less is more in this case too. Chapter 12. Make time for you. When I used to tell my friends and whoever that I needed alone time, they used to laugh me out of it and tell me to stop hiding. Little did they know that without it, I would have long been gone, buried in my sorrows. Being alone and thinking my life and day through is a healthy thing to adjust my life accordingly to things that took place in my life. Nothing ends up as you wanted it to, exactly as you wished it to be, at least. There is always a pull and push effect going on. Roads in life are not straight A to B tracks. They are more like twisted, crooked paths that take you to places you never wanted to stray into. Listening to yourself, review your life and day is a must for better living. No one will give you a break, so take one now. Chapter 13. Travel lighter. Let go of the extra baggage from all those years of sorrow. Carrying around some old grudge will not help you through life. It'll only make you heavier on yourself and others that love you. People can only bear so little these days. To elevate yourself and your life, you need to let go of that extra unnecessary baggage. If you wanted to take a trip to that favorite exotic destination you always dreamed of, would you like to take all your closet with you or just a backpack and travel light? Exactly. In the end of it all, dear you, all you have to do is follow these small, simple steps, and I'm sure that you too will enlighten me with your own ideas on how to stay motivated in this complicated life we live in. One more thing before I go. Are you smiling? Thank you. This is Mamdouh Al-Raddadi, wishing you a great day.